music sometimes says more to our hearts than anything we can say. I'm a firm believer in music. I've always been involved in music. In fact, I was about 6 or 7 years old. Dad used to have evangelism. And every meeting, I led the congregation in Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. Favorite song of mine, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things that we face on this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory, His grace. You know, I grew up in a pastor's home. I was a PK. And I lived up to all the things you've heard about PKs. I fulfilled just about, not quite all. Now, I had a twin brother. I had a twin brother that he never got involved with anything. He was angelic. But I made up for both of us. And so, over the years, I went to college to become a pastor. I really believe that to this day, that was the call that God had given me. But because of circumstances in my life, we didn't go that way. I changed my doings of a pastor to assisting pastors in that I became an acoustical and sound engineer and traveled the world doing sound for our churches all the way to Costa Rica. But God blessed us. God blessed my ministry, even though it was different than what I knew He wanted me to do. But He has used me over the years, and I've loved it. The most fulfilling part of my ministry, I say, was when I had the opportunity to become the manager for Camp Yavah Pines in Prescott, Arizona. We opened the camp up to all different religious groups to come in. And I'm going to say something. All the years that I was at Camp Yavah Pines, and we had every group you could know of. We had Mormons. We had, most of my groups were, oddly enough, Catholics. But we had Church of God, you name it. And I'm going to tell you something. I learned a lot. We used to have kids from the Catholic groups come in for a weekend. And to see them take their Bibles and go out under the trees and study. We don't think of this happening with other denominations. We had Calvary Chapel. Calvary Chapel for Arizona had their youth camp at the camp. Now they had 300 and some kids there. And I had one young man that I was observing. He was one of those that was very active. He had his hair all done up, spiked. He had little pigtails here and there and all over. And, of course, it was all different colors. And we watched him with some interest because he didn't go from table to table like we normally get down on the floor and walk. He jumped from one chair to the next. Just a lot of activity. He went to chapel one day, and I had an opportunity to look at his Bible. And I was shocked. Number one, he even had a Bible. Number two, did he use it? That Bible was very well used and underlined. And so I had a lot of times of interest with different groups. I had a group of Catholic men that I became very close to, the retired priest that would come and worship with them. And I always had a time to share with them on Friday night as they would come to worship. And I used to share with them. And I'd tell them, you know, we all have the same Jesus. We all worship Him. We love Him. And they used to always tell me, Cal, you set the whole theme of our weekend. I learned to love these other churches, other groups. And I'm going to say something. I am a firm believer that there'll be a lot more of them in heaven than there are of us, unfortunately. They love Jesus just as much as we do. And I learned to really appreciate and love. If we could really be the kind of person on the inside that we attempt to reveal on the outside. Others might say of us, these are the satisfied. The disparity between what we actually are and what we ought to be makes most of us miserable and dissatisfied much of the time with ourselves. The Chinese artists have painted their great philosopher and mystic Lao Tzu as learned, lost in contemplation, satisfied, contented, absorbed in the ecstasies of the supernatural wisdom and life. The Chinese biographers of Lao Tzu seek to show the real Lao Tzu. Each day, on the great crest of the hill, he could be found with his arms outstretched, reaching for something, something else to satisfy him. The paintings reveal only what appeared to be. The intimate life story in a constant search for satisfaction. In the world and in the church today, there are many Lao Tzus still searching for satisfaction. From the moment of birth, there is this constant search for physical satisfaction, something, anything, everything to satisfy the sense of food, warmth, love, beauty, excitement. I remember when I became a father, that little one, he was always looking for food, warmth, love. Mike spent many hours on his mother's knees in a rocking chair being loved, and it was satisfying. Men still search until satisfied. And like the Roman epic, they need to vomit so that they can return with some appetite to continue their search. In the Sermon on the Mount are these words: blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. They shall be satisfied. Ellen White, in the book Mount of Blessings: not by painful struggles or wearisome toil, not by gift of sacrifice is righteousness obtained, but it is freely given to every soul who hungers and thirsts to receive it. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat, and without money and without price. Their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. And this is his name, whereby he shall be called the Lord our righteousness. We are all seeking, we are all searching. I believe we need to spend more time in searching for the righteousness that God can give us in our relationship with him, instead of so much time spent on some of our theological points. I am a firm believer that our salvation is predicated on our relationship with Jesus Christ. Our theology is important, but it can't give you salvation. Only your relationship with him, only your constant dealing with him, can you have eternal life. Blessed are they which hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. These words of Jesus set forth one of the most notable statements in the gospel. Here is the formula for finding an experience both satisfying and ardent. Notice the words, each one holding a promise and a personal appeal to each one of us. Blessed. The state of being happy as a result of being completely satisfied. Righteousness. The great key word of the Bible, which means more than ethical morality, respectability, or general goodness. Here it symbolizes all the spiritual blessings God wishes to bring into yours and my life. Righteousness is love. Righteousness is the supreme quality of being, the result of the work of God's grace in the heart. Righteousness has been personified for us in Christ. Hunger and thirst, used to illustrate the yearning of the soul after all that is spiritual. It symbolizes the most infinite capacity of the human heart in its search for righteousness. It denotes the desire to be right with God and free from the power of practice of sin, even the very desire for sin. In short, it symbolizes the longing desire to be like Jesus in His holiness, to be entirely conformed to the mind of God. It implies a sense of mission, reaching out to other people to help them find righteousness. Does your neighbor know Jesus because of you? I have to again bring up my experience with Rocky. He loves oatmeal cookies, but he can't go into McDonald's and get oatmeal cookies without talking to the girls at the counter about Jesus. He can't go into a car dealership without touching and inviting those girls at the counters to come and worship, to meet Jesus. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. How can these words be translated into the life and into the experience? Every relationship of God to the soul increases its capacity to know and love. The more you stay in touch with Him, it's like a relationship with those we love. The closer we become as our relationship develops over years, God gives each person a consciousness, conviction of His own deep need. And so God reveals to each person, where possible, the plan of salvation. God leads the willing individual to true repentance, confession, and conversion. God gives the converted person a new standing with new capacities for knowing and for loving. These gifts are the individuals to exercise in all that deals with righteousness. The secret of satisfaction from the first awareness is the active hungering and thirsting. There are vast numbers of the unsatisfied, those who have not yet entered into the experience of fullness of righteousness. This is true within our own church, with our young people who have not really learned to know who Jesus is in their lives. Many would like to stretch out their empty arms to Christ, but they fear lest He seize their hands and woo their hearts and change them from glory to glory. The question of the morning to your heart is clear. Do you hunger and thirst for righteousness? To those who are unsatisfied with themselves and their spiritual state, who long for order and quality of life they have not hitherto enjoyed, Jesus appeals to them and appeals to you and appeals to me. Blessed are they which hunger and thirst after righteousness. These are the satisfied. And now, God of grace, as we leave your presence on this Sabbath day, may we take it with us. May we always seek and look for righteousness. May our thirsting be after you. Bless us to this end, we pray. In Christ's name, amen.